Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how you say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This is a show all about soul, how to tap into that great potential. And today we have an amazing guest, Alan Steinfeld, talking about tapping in new realities and the importance of expanding your mind. I am so excited we have Alan here. So stay with us for the next hour. We are live each Wednesday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Alan Steinfeld, I met him as a gifted, very gifted speaker on the Holistic Cruise in January, and filmer as well, photographer. And Alan, he's the host and the founder of New Realities, a television program and a website dedicated to the transformation of consciousness. For the past 15 years, Alan has interviewed the leading edge thinkers in the human potential movement. Alan feels that by investigating and shifting our worldview, we create new realities, which opens us to the latent potential that lay in the human beings. And as 2012 represents the flowering of humanity, it's a time of coming together as a planetary civilization. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you, Saskia. It's nice to be with you today.
I love that you're here. I'm very excited. We're all going to expand our minds into new realities. Alan, I ask all my guests, as the first question always, like, we have a soul path that's been calling us. And at some point, we say goodbye to our small self and we open the door to our soul's path and we start walking. Can you relate to, like, a moment that's been significant in your life when you opened that door for you to say to new realities?
Yeah, that's a great question because, in a way, you know, my whole life has been preparing and awakening to my soul's path. And, you know, I think it's our destiny to follow our soul's path, to follow the unknown, to follow where we are being guided. We have to hear the guidance. And I think I had a spiritual awakening when I went to see somebody who was channeling a spirit. You know, it was kind of a strange thing. This entity, this being was coming through this woman. And first of all, that's just so beyond our ordinary conception of what is possible.
Right.
Because we've been locked into a psychological paradigm, you know. And so if we think somebody's doing this, they're either making that up or they're crazy, you know. So what if they're not? What if someone is tapping into a different frequency of the mind and they are not crazy or making it up? What if something beyond what we've been taught is possible occurs? And so it was sort of a leap of faith, almost a leap into the unknown, realizing, well, okay, I'll consider this phenomena as a possibility. And then when I did, I had my own sort of awakening, realizing I was greater than my body. It's like there was a moment where I realized that the limited paradigm, the education, everything that the culture had taught me was me, was no longer valid. I realized that the spirit, the energy, the entity that I was beyond the body. It was greater than the limited cultural view that I've been educated to think. So in that spiritual awakening, I realized so much more was possible. And I think everyone needs some kind of spiritual type awakening. And when I say spiritual, I mean the fact that we are more than our bodies, that our bodies are a beautiful part of our being, but there's the soul that inhabits the body. And when we realize that, we sort of realize that anything is possible because we're not limited to just what we've been educated and, in a way, brainwashed to think is true. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. It's like, you know, you opened the door to basically, and it sounds like in that spiritual awakening, to like new realities, like what if this is possible? And I've talked with you before, and it really, I don't know, it hit me when you said like the power of the what if.
That's it. It's not, anytime we say something's impossible, we close down a part of our brain that we consider that possibility. I'm not saying everything's true. I'm just saying the what if opens the new neural nets to connect to greater thought. And when you consider greater thought, you expand. But when we say something's impossible, we shut down our minds in that expansion. So UFOs, well, what if they were here? What if a lot of people who've seen these things travel through the sky weren't lying? What if our culture wasn't preparing us to consider the unpredictable? What if ghosts exist? And I think I've met some. And what if, what if the earth was hollow? I mean, there's so many things that may be outside a lot of people's belief system, but we can consider, you know, what if time travel was true? It's not that I'm creating a science fiction. I'm presenting possibilities of new realities that are available and that people have talked about. And when we consider it, we leap out of a certain cultural worldview. See, it all comes down to worldviews, and most people don't even know they have a worldview. It's like a fish in water. They don't see the water. They just think what they believe is true because that's what they believe. So what I'm getting people to do and awakening people to do is stretch them beyond the boundaries, to take their like head up out of the water and see there's another medium for them to swim in, and that is possibility.
But Alan, that has made you, I mean, I know you a little bit, probably because you stretch your mind in so many ways because you're so open, you live with that. What if it's true? You've interviewed all these world's leading edge thinkers and experts. I see a quality in you. You are extremely compassionate and like open. Has that opened you in that way or how, what? I mean, it fascinates me.
Well, yeah, it's opened me, and I also think, you know, some people think that I'm not discerning in that, so there's like, there are people who are crazy, for sure, and it's like, it takes your own individual knowing to decide which direction you're going to go in and how far you're going to go, but I generally give people the benefit of the doubt. Okay, you've had an experience that's of your soul's expression. Am I going to doubt your stories of your plane catching on fire and all those things that you told me, Saskia? I can say, well, you just made that up. Or I can consider that maybe what you're telling me about your life's expression is true, it's possible, and that you've discovered your soul's calling because you've allowed something to come through. When I consider that, it expands me into what's possible for my life. So when I interview these guests and they tell me they've, let's say they've seen a UFO, something that simple, you know, I give them the benefit. I say maybe these people have seen something that other people have not seen. And if they have, how does that change what's possible for me and people listening? So I trust people more than I doubt them, in a sense. But so I
You know, if we're almost heading to a break, I mean, for all of you, you're listening to this. I mean, what if you just take that on, what Ellen is so beautifully saying, you know, you trust people more than you doubt them, or you trust yourself more than you doubt yourself. And with that, we're heading to a break. We have an amazing guest, Ellen Steinfeld. We talk after the break more about new realities, the courage in us, the importance of expanding our minds into new realities. And stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking with Alan Steinfeld about the importance of accessing new realities. Alan, before we go any further, can you tell people how they can connect with you and find out more about...
Yes, well, my website is newrealities.com. Also on YouTube, if you go to youtube.com/newrealities, you'll find a bunch of my programs that I've interviewed leading edge thinkers around the world. You can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Let's see, how else? Well, my website really has a lot of the things I've researched, which is understanding the mysteries. What I'm saying here when I've used like UFOs or ghosts and things, there's so much mystery left in the world, and I'm here to discover it, and I think all of us are here to discover the mysteries with going beyond what we've been conditioned to think is true. That's really the overriding message. And you can just look at the history of the world and see that we have yet to explain who these ancient civilizations were. I mean, during the break, I heard an advertisement for Egypt, and if you've ever been to Egypt, you realize that we have yet to figure out the technologies that those people used to build the pyramids. And so something is missing, and most of our culture just rides over it and says, oh, they try to explain things in ways that make it easier for them to continue. The whole phenomena of crop circles, there's been over 5,000 of strange, unique designs in the fields of England for the last 25 years. Well, since really the 1980s, early 1980s. And the media says, oh, it's hoaxes, it's people doing strange games in the field. But if you go there, you realize there's something else going on that cannot be explained. And so to be in the mystery as opposed to the history, as opposed to the explainable parts of it, expands our minds. You know, it's much easier, though, I have to say, to believe the accepted worldview, because it's less stressful. When you go outside that box, it means like the world is not as solid or as grounded as we think it is, or as flat for that matter. You know, for so long people thought the earth was flat or the earth was the center of the universe. And because people have been brave enough to consider the impossible, they were able to step outside the paradigm. And when they did, a whole new branch of human creativity developed. So really, that's what I'm talking about. How do we discover our own creative potential to consider the unknown? How do we make known the unknown? It's challenging ourselves every minute on our assumptions. And that's all I'm getting people to consider. What do we assume is true and possible, and what have we yet to explore within our own personal paradigm? What do we assume is true about ourselves? Oh, you can't write, you can't sing, you can't draw. And then going beyond that to consider, perhaps, that we are greater than our assumptions. So it's personal, and then it's cultural, and in a way, planetary. So on all those levels of our own personal paradigms, we need to keep exploring what's possible.
You know, if I listen to you, you know, and all the examples you're giving, and I'm thinking, you know, I have five children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look back and they were really young, I mean, they're grown up with, you know, all these things you're talking about. So for me, you know, it's kind of like, yes, I believe in this. But when children are young, I think you could, their minds are so open, right? They would completely accept all of this. Is it like we grow up and in our culture we slowly close our minds to all these, you know, all these phenomena? Maybe there are crop circles or UFOs, but a three-year-old or four-year-old, if you would point in the sky and say it's a UFO, if you see one, there's no kid that says, I don't believe it's true, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, when Uri Geller would bend keys, like he'd show people how to just use their keys on their minds to bend them on television, he'd do these demonstrations. It was always the children that he would talk to because they are not limited by their culture, by the... You see, as we grow up, we get indoctrinated, we get brainwashed, conditioned by our commercials, by our news, by our educators, by our religion, to think only one thing is possible. And then we shut down a whole part of ourselves in understanding that there's more to reality than we've been taught. So yeah, as we grow up, we try, and plus we try to fit in, we try to become culturally acceptable. And for some reason, I never tried to do that. I always felt like, you know, perhaps there was more. And it may be because I did have some strange experiences growing up. And maybe I did have, like, a UFO encounter or something. Something outside the ordinary.
You make me curious, Alan. Tell me.
Well, I used to have strange dreams where I was floating out of my body. I mean, there's no way to prove this is true either, but I used to have... you know, I used to feel like a strange presence in the room growing up. And some people, some children identify that as, you know, monsters or whatever. But I always felt that, well, I did have some strange encounters. And I'm still trying to figure out, and maybe my whole exploration into new realities is trying to understand some of these out-of-the-ordinary experiences. But, you know, every one of us, when we start to recognize that we are more, we can, there's a whole culture that's preparing us where there's things like near-death experiences where people have died and gone to the light and come back. And I think those are true. They're not creations of the brain. I think these are stories that are beyond our culture, our scientific culture, but are true in what these people have claimed. I think there's people who have had out-of-body experiences. If you go to the Monroe Institute, they will train you to have an out-of-body experience with these hemi-sync devices that start to align the left and right brain, and there's ways of traveling beyond. There's whole institutes that are now shifting the cultural paradigm, but they're still on the fringe because it's not accepted by the mainstream media and the mainstream scientific paradigm. The sciences of our world hold a strong, almost religious point of view. If it's not accepted by science, then it's not possible. But, you know, science has become another religion. In the past, if it wasn't accepted by religion, it wasn't possible. So we don't want to throw science out, for sure, but we want to expand what it knows to be true. So there's people writing now on the edge of this. There's people like Bruce Lipton, who is a biologist that is explaining the kind of spiritual, cultural shift in terms of biology. He says that our cells are made to explore the unknown. We are always creating receptor sites to register a new impulse in our environment. And when we do this, we expand our cells' potential. So as we explore the new, we're evolving our own awareness. And this is so things that I'm saying are being backed up as the cultural paradigm is changing and expanding. And this is evolution. This is the evolution of ourselves and our society and our planet, you know? So I think it's only when our planet moves from war, moves from the idea that we have to fight and competition into one of cooperation and harmony, then we come into a new union that we start to expand who we are as a planetary civilization. I know I'm going back for a little bit to this, like, off-Earth possibility, but I think it's ridiculous to think that we're the only life form, the only living planet in a universe full of billions of galaxies and billions of planets, you know. So that's, for me, that's, if people can accept that or at least be open to that, there's a door that opens to other things. And that is maybe the most radical, but it's the most obvious. If you just look into the UFO literature just a little bit, you realize that there's been a government suppression of those truths, because once we open that door, everything else we realize could be a lie. You know, everything that the worldview is telling us is possible and not possible shifts. So to me, that's the most obvious one, that we are being visited, that we are, there are civilizations that, if 2012, we're talking about the year 2012, what made this such a momentous occasion is that we, the Earth and the Sun in the center of the galaxy, come into alignment on December 21st, 2012. This is what the ancient Mayans have prophesied. And what that does, it reorientates ourselves not to a solar paradigm, but to a galactic paradigm. So we realize we're in a bigger neighborhood. We're not just, you know, let's say in New York State, but we're in the U.S. or we're on the planet. So our neighborhood expands. So, and when we do that, it's like a new Copernican revolution. What Copernicus said was that, no, the Earth is not the center of the galaxy, that the Sun is. And when that was considered, it sort of gave spark to a renaissance of thought that led to the Renaissance, that led to the exploration of people like Columbus to discover new worlds and new possibilities. When we say that, no, the Sun is not the center of our galaxy, that there's a galactic center that we as a solar system are revolving around, I think that sparks new realities and unfolds creative potentials that we have yet to see. And when
Alan,
we realize...
I don't want to interrupt you, but
we're... No, it's okay.
Great.
Please ask me. Yeah.
And, so everybody stay tuned. We have an amazing conversation with Alan Steinfeld from New Realities, and we're going to be right back after the break, talking more how to expand your mind and become more of who you are. Stay tuned.
In the USA, just like Ford's, right? Over here at Central Auto Group. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, Connecticut. And you know what? A true American thing to do for this 4th of July week is come on down to Central Auto Group. This week especially, because this is the end of these awesome deals on Ford's, Hyundai's, Mazda's, and of course, Volkswagen's. We've got the whole staff here from Central Auto Group on deck, like Austin from the internet department, making sure that you can go online to centralautogroupct.com and look at all of the fantastic deals right there. Better yet, come on up in person. Get a free Walmart gift card just for taking a test drive. That's right. They're worth up to $25 just for test driving a brand new Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, or Volkswagen. Payments as low as $129 a month. That's unbelievable. Number one for service. They service all makes and models. Don't forget, Central Auto Group is open extra hours because we're at the end of the month and they're just going to make a deal, matter what it takes. So come on up here. You're going to get the best deal always at Central Auto Group. Otherwise, they'll pay you $2,000 in cash. The staff that treats you like part of the family. They need your trade, too. You're going to get the most for your trade. 860-564-4014, where you are guaranteed to save more. On the web, again, centralautogroupct.com. Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group. Keep your dial tuned right here to Stereo 1230 WBLQ. Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination in the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen, is giving you a $100 gas card when you buy a new vehicle during the month of June. That's $100 in free gas. Just for test driving a new vehicle, you will get a Walmart gift card worth up to $25. Drive away a new Ford Focus SE for a low $129 per month. A new Mazda 3 Sport for only $129 per month. A new Hyundai Elantra GLS for just $129 per month. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta SC for an unbelievable $129 per month. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Over 600 vehicles. America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, and hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Open Sunday. Central is number one for service. We service all makes and models. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014. All advertised list payments with $3,000 cap reduction.
Your number one buying destination.
Central.
Hello,
folks. Rob Valenti, Valenti Family Dealerships. It's our Summer Sizzler Sales Event, and it's off to a hot start at Bob Valenti Auto Mall in Mystic, Connecticut. Home of Chevrolet, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, and Jeep. All at one location. Over 1,000 vehicles available. New Chevrolet Cruze at $129 a month. New Chevrolet Malibus at $149 a month. Rates as low as 0%. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. New Fusions at $129 a month. New Ford Focuses at $169 a month. Savings up to $7,500 on new Ford trucks, Chevrolet, and Ram trucks. 1 hour delivery. We take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, anything. New Chrysler 200s from $18,995 or $179 a month. New Dodge Caravans at $259 a month. New Jeep Wranglers or Liberties at only $239 a month. Trade assistance up to $1,750. Military appreciation up to $1,000. Oil change program for life at no charge to you. We are taking in Nissans, BMWs, Hondas, Mazdas. Only at Bob Valenti Auto Mall you can save plenty and get Valenti value, trust, integrity, and enjoyable experience. 86 years in business. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you and just smile.
You'll find it all. Bob Valenti's Auto Mall. 1230 WBLQ.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Saskia Roel. We're on Your Soul Guidance talking with Alan Steinfeld, talking how to expand your mind. And Alan is really triggering you guys, planting new seeds that anything is possible. Alan, how can people connect with you?
Thank you, Saskia. They can go to my website, newrealities.com. And look at all the sections that I have there, from metaphysics to sexuality to Eastern spirituality to creativity and environmental solutions. So it's all on my website, and my email is newrealities@earthlink.net. So, and YouTube, I have a bunch of things. If they just type in New Realities or Alan Steinfeld, they can see a bunch of interviews I've done with leading edge thinkers in many fields, from physics to biology to spirituality.
So. Great, Alan. Yeah, I advise everybody go to his website, newrealities.com. There is so much information, fantastic videos, and it will really trigger something in you. Alan, as we've been talking about, you know, everything that's out there, and maybe we talk really like out there, what we discuss, but our inner journey, like our soul's journey, I mean, it always dares us, right, to go one step further, to basically explore the unknown, like what we know and know we're triggered to go further, like in the unknown. How, you know, would you talk about that? What is your take on that?
Well, first, I think we have to break out of the paradigm of what we think ourselves to be. And I think we are infinite beings, and we are not really taught that by our religions. In some way the religions do that, but it's not to be against what anyone religiously believes, or that's their choice, but what I've discovered was things that were outside anything any religion had taught me, that we are divine beings, that we're an aspect of the infinite. And there might be religions that think that, but what I've discovered on my own inner journey is that the soul is infinite, just as infinite as we see out in space. We're just as infinite inside of us, and in that we are here to live all the potentials of what it is to be human. We're here to discover the totality of the human experience. And then when we do that, I think we get off the wheel of reincarnation. We're here to live the human experience and have all the experiences and explore unknown possibilities. And then we wake up to another potential. We go to another level of our own spiritual evolution. So the soul's journey is the ongoing adventure into forever. And it's not limited by any dogmas we may have been taught. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, yeah, but what I've discovered, or what I in my soul's journey feel like, you know, constantly, it's like, you know, you're asked to let go of more beliefs, go to a new level, move out of your comfort zone, and, you know, let go of a lot, expand into new realities. Basically, it comes to that. But it's, you know, it can be a tough road as well as the most exciting journey that you can take.
It's the only journey we can take, really, right? I mean, we have a choice to stand still and not look at, and it takes looking at our own psychology, our own behaviors, our own patterns, our own beliefs about what we think is possible. That's why I like your work and the soul's journey, and what you demonstrate is that there's an infinite amount of potentials that lie in us, and our destiny here is to follow our soul's journey, and wherever that takes us, whatever new unexplored maps it can chart for us. You know, we can't go by what we've been told. Each of us has to break out and explore the unknown for ourselves, and that's the soul's journey, I feel.
Yeah, and that takes courage. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, you know, can I really do this? Shall I do this? And do I take that leap of faith?
It's the leap of faith in oneself, right? Can I really do that? If you think you can't, then it's the thing you must do. Isn't that what you tell people?
Oh, yeah, you must. And I believe that, you know, when you're at the edge of the cliff, like you're standing there, this tarot card, the Fool, has that so beautifully. Mm. It's the 22 card, that number, and it's the zero at the same time, the end and the new beginning. And you stand there on the edge of the cliff. And in that rucksack, I believe, you know, it's when you can, in my book, I write it as the last page. It's like, what do you need to pack for your life's journey? And, you know, trust and faith is the only baggage actually you need. And when you make that jump and you think you're going to crash, maybe because the gravity pulls you down, but honestly, the gravity will pull you up. It's like we have that unbiblical cord, our divine connection to the source, to God, to the greater being, that will always lift us up. We cannot crash when we leap. We're ultimately connected, and I believe that to be true, instead of having our backpack all the baggage of the past that weighs us down. Yeah, definitely you'll crash, I believe, then. You won't be lifted up.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And so we have to explore new ways of understanding and knowing ourselves. And I think creativity is one. Writing, drawing, painting, photography. These are ways to explore new potentials in ourselves, but as well as healing, well as sensing energy, as well as, let's call it, psychic communication. What's happening now is we're entering a realm that's where we're open up to subtle energy, subtle ways of feeling, subtle frequencies, and we have a way of registering that. We're a way of tapping into a collective feeling. This is what I think the next level of our civilization is about. It's about recognizing that we are exist in a field, and the field is what's bathing us all the time. And it's like the internet, you know? If you didn't know there was an internet, you wouldn't be able to pick up the signal. But there are people who've been able to open up to the collective consciousness of the field because they've activated their own inner airport, and so they can pick up impulses that other people say don't exist because they haven't been able to activate those impulses. So when I say activate, I say be open to telepathic communications. Be open to the sense of empathy and feelings that you have from somebody else.
Yeah, and you know, to access your own inspiration, to give, you know, give voice to that or act upon it, which maybe now we can feel stronger than ever, that like our souls is like banging on our door, like, you know, let's do it. Open up that door.
And all we have to do is sit still for a moment to realize what our soul's telling us, to make our minds blank, to make us detach from all the dogmas and expectations that others have put on us, and just listen to where our impulse into the unknown is being directed. And when we do that, it's like there, right there is your soul's calling.
Right.
And it's always the unknown. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I was just saying it's always the unknown.
It is always the unknown, and that's where we have to journey back to that knowing.
Yeah, journeying back to the knowing that's not afraid to be itself. I mean, I think this is the biggest part of new realities, because I think if everyone does that, we're going to have a transformed culture. We're going to have a society that's not afraid to go beyond its dogmatic cultural limitations. And, you know, there's a saying by Schopenhauer that humans always think that the limits of the universe is as far as they can see. You know, we put a limit. That's how we think. That's how big we think the world is, based on what we think is the edge. And there's always more. Our souls are always calling us to do more, to be more, to be greater.
And to be at some point, I believe, just be comfortable with being uncomfortable, because your soul is always 10 steps ahead. I mean, I know for a fact my soul knows that, you know, I'm daring. I, you know, when I'm dared, I do it. So when I finally find, like, okay, finally let me rest here, there's always this calling, like, okay, come over here. And I think at some point we got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's the journey also.
And that comes down also in a way to creativity. You sit down with a piece of blank paper and you start to write thoughts, this creative impulse that comes from some other place, some other frequency. We start to tap into really our soul's frequency. As a writer, I am writing a bunch of things. I just pick up these ideas, and I don't know where they're coming from, but they're coming from some aspect of me that I'm seeking to know. And the in a way, the bravery is to write down what seems impossible.
We have to go to a break. I can go on forever with you. So everybody, stay tuned. We're going to talk about bravery to walk that path of your soul after the break. Stay tuned.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
1230 WBLQ. Morning, Mr. Radio. Morning, little Cheerios. Morning, Sister Oreo. Did I tell you everything?
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance. We're talking today with Ellen Steinfeld, stretching your mind to new possibilities, new realities. And Ellen has a fantastic website with interviews, videos, transcripts. Ellen, how can people connect to you to become more of who they are?
Right, more of opening their minds to new potentials. If they go to my website, newrealities.com, I have articles, I have podcasts, I have videos, all exploring what people may not have considered before, a metaphysical reality, investigations into Eastern religions, Western religions, alchemy, immortality. I have a whole section on that. Maybe it's possible that we could live forever, that we are forever beings. Let's see, I have a whole thing, like I mentioned before, on UFOs, explorations into sexuality, which I think is another field that we can explore, that we need to get out of the paradigm we've been conditioned into believing, because the human body has untapped potential in itself. There's, let's see, the paranormal I get into, because I've been to the crop circles, as I said earlier. Anything that I feel, some people think that's very diverse. I see it all as one thing. I see it as the thing of exploring what the human being can become. That's how I put all these new realities together. Anything that seems to be outside the box, outside the accepted paradigm, I put on my website so people can at least have a seed planted into what's possible. And so for me, it's a daily ongoing exploration into expanding myself.
Now, what is the website, Alan?
It's newrealities.com. And they can also see interviews on YouTube under youtube.com/newrealities. That's IES. That's more than one reality. And when I say realities, reality for most people is just what they see in front of us. It is what they think it is. But as we shift our thinking to include more possibilities, the foundation of who they are shifts. Their reality shifts. And their perceptions expand. So as our perceptions include more of what's possible, the very fundamental nature of what we call reality also expands. So we see more. Maybe we see energies around people. Maybe we see auras. Maybe we see lights. Maybe we open up to the fact that chakras are possible, that the acupuncture meridians send the life force through our bodies that feed our cells. It's not just food and air, but it's chi that gives our bodies life. So all these things expand who we are when we consider the greatness of the human being and the human mind and the human potential.
Yeah.
So I'm also trying to do that with myself too, pushing myself to my edges, beyond my assumptions, beyond my comfort zone is what you talk about, Saskia.
Yeah, we talked about before the break a little bit about bravery. You know, we gotta be these spiritual warriors and have the bravery to keep going and moving forward and face our fears and move through them. And that's just so important, I guess, to keep doing that and look at our old belief systems that keep these fears. And our fears are good, probably, because they show us the places where we got to clean up our act.
Right. I mean, it's what Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey. Each of us are on the hero's journey to overcome our obstacles and face our demons and transform our lives from something that we were into something we are becoming. And this is a challenge of living each of our lives, you know. In a way, it's not easy, but it's also what's the most exciting part is to face our challenges.
It is. And then when you accomplish that, that's just always, I think, the best thing. And I know you're working on a book, so everybody I know is like waiting for you to have that.
I'm waiting for it too, but that is a big challenge for me because every day I have to, in a way, confront myself. I think confronting oneself is the biggest obstacle that we are here to face on this journey. How do we sit with ourselves and give ourselves the discipline and the focus that we need to, that I need to express my own truth? So finding my own truth and being brave enough to express it in the light of ridicule or impossibilities or whatever is the journey that I'm on of expression, you know. So,
and you are very brave, Ellen, at the same time. I mean, you talk about everything that a lot of people keep under the cover. So, I mean, in that sense, I think, you know, that's even a way further level that you're putting out there. I mean, talk about bravery. I mean, you put it all out there.
I don't consider it bravery because, you know, I don't really care so much if people judge me for my beliefs. Of course, I want to be accepted, but if some people think this is too much for them, it's too crazy, it's too out there. There are other people who are open and saying, yes, thank you for expressing this stuff. But in writing, I feel I go deeper into the soul, into my own soul's expression, and it's there that I bring out the unknown.
Yeah.
And so the challenge to myself is to be willing to express new ideas that are even beyond what I've considered, in a sense, you know? And this is the charge of the creative force as it flows through us. The creative force is always making known the unknown. This is what the great artists and writers and scientists and painters, the great ones, have always given us something new. And I think that does take bravery to create a new art form. I mean, just that, you know, when Picasso created Cubism, maybe he wasn't afraid, but it was a challenge to people to accept it or rebel and saying, this doesn't look like what we're used to. Or Kandinsky, he was the first to go into abstraction, first to say, well, you know, I'm not going to paint what's out there. I'm going to paint about what I feel with color and form. And that was brave, to create a new painting sensibility, to create a non-linear, non-narrative, abstract form that ignited a whole movement of abstract art, abstract expressionism. This is sort of what I'm looking for in my own writings, is to create something new that hasn't been there before.
I believe that in you know, our sole purpose, it's always what we do. Like, you want to bring it out in others, and at the same time, it's the biggest challenge for us to bring it out in ourselves. And for everybody, it's a different area. And you know, for one, it's writing that book, or for somebody else, it's moving to a different state. And for other people, are you know, they make big, much bigger leaps, but that's their journey. Alan, we're almost at the end of our show. I want to quote you. It's a beautiful quote that basically wraps it all up, where you say, a mind stretched to new reality never returns to its original dimension.
Right. Once you make that leap into the unknown and you find the solid ground you've landed on and explore a new possibility, you can't go back to something that you didn't know existed before. Once you expand your mind to see the bigger world, you can never put yourself back into a smaller box. And that's the whole purpose of my website, my radio show, my television, my YouTube channel. So thank you, Saskia. This is always, it's always
great.
Thank you
so much. It's always such an inspiration, and I can talk for hours with you, all of you. I'm sure you have enjoyed it so much. And it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to you, Alan. Next week, we're back on Your Soul Guidance at 9 Eastern, 8 Mountain Time, and 6 Pacific Time. Have a wonderful week, and make sure you visit newrealities.com. Expand your mind, create new possibilities, and be all that you can be. Thank you. This was Saskia.
Been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.